Andy and Kat podcast is brought to you by Gracie's Goodies, locally owned and operated in Leo. Choose the bakery that was voted number one in the best bakery, best desserts, and best wedding cake maker categories in the 2023 Reader's Choice Best of Awards. Gracie's features a variety of yummy cupcakes, cookies, macarons, and brownies daily. Need a cake for a celebration? Order delicious cakes and decorated sugar cookies for any special occasion, designed to your specifications. And the cakes and cookies are not only pretty, they taste amazing. Find a full menu at graciesgoodies.com. Gracie's Goodies is the perfect choice to provide delicious desserts for your special event, celebration, or just because. Let Gracie's Goodies do dessert for you.
Time change this weekend. People are upset about it. A lot of rumors going around. We just had a listener call in. Says, is this the last one that we're doing? No.
Oh, we wish.
No. I think most people hate it. Every time I get a survey, it says like 95.1% of the population doesn't understand it.
That's right.
That it's an antiquated practice. This audio clip from Neil deGrasse Tyson comes out every year that we have a time change. So twice a year it comes out. And well, here's what he has to say.
It's a little weird because no one cares when the sun is up or down anymore. We eat when we want. We go to work when we want. We don't say, oh, it's getting dark, let's go home. Who says that? And so daylight saving, I think, has outlived its utility. It's a charming remembrance of when streets were lit by gas lamps and when sunlight was an important part of how you conducted your day. Now it's really irrelevant.
I'll argue this because other people have had this argument over the years that especially in the fall when it starts to get dark at like 4 o'clock and
yeah,
it stays dark forever.
I get it.
There is an argument for kids' safety at bus stops. I'm not saying it's a current argument. I'm not saying you shouldn't have lights at bus stops. And you should have more lighting in general throughout neighborhoods. But anyway, that's one of the things people talk about. But I don't think it has anything to do with farmers anymore. I don't think cows know what time it is.
I agree with you on that.
I don't think there's any of that noise. But parenting is the real pickle. Because I'll tell you, getting my kids to go to bed at 8:30 in July when it stays light until 10 o'clock.
Yes, I agree with you on that.
They think I'm drunk. They are like, what are you talking about? The sun's high in the sky.
You need those blackout curtains.
Well, you got them.
You do. You need the blackout curtains. You need to draw the curtains and just try to wind down and not let them see outside.
Hey, did you hear this? Is this, I need to research. I heard that happy hours are on their way to possibly returning to Indiana. Did you hear that?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that. Happy hour?
Yeah, so I thought in Indiana, you can't have a happy hour. It's a state law because of, you know, how conservative we are and everything, especially with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, for the longest time, we didn't sell it on Sundays
at
all. And then a couple years ago, we had that changed where you could buy it between 12 and 8.
Yes, on Sundays.
On Sundays, so that you could watch football and go buy booze.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, I think they're talking about getting happy hours back in Indiana to help restaurants post-pandemic have specials so that you could...
Aren't they calling it something different anyway? I mean, all of us know it's a happy hour.
Well,
it's
you can't have a happy hour in Indiana. You can't have the price of alcohol... different from certain hours at all.
How does Applebee's get away with that then? Because they have, they just do like half price appetizers and half price drink specials during certain days of the week, like Monday through Thursday.
Right. They have to be all day specials.
Oh.
They can't be for certain hours.
Hmm.
And there's talk of Indiana getting a happy hour back. Yes.
Okay.
But anyway, those are all the state issues that people get fired up about. It's always like that. Marijuana, time changes.
Oh, yeah.
All of
when
that
are we going to start selling all that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's some interesting there. I mean, as Republican as this state is.
Yeah.
You'd think the tax revenue from...
Yeah. Recreational.
Whatever. Use could... especially when every state around you is going that way.
Mm-hmm.
Andy and Kat, hey, good morning. It's Magic 95.1. Kat, you have the question posed of what?
Yeah. You are not allowed to either wear or do blank at work.
wear or do blank.
You know, some works don't allow women to wear perfume because it's too distractive. You know, earbuds, you're not, for safety reasons, sometimes
you're
not.
What do you mean, safety reasons?
Yeah, you put, if you have your earbuds in, you can't hear, like, heavy machinery around you. Oh. You can't hear the beep-beep noises.
Okay.
Like, I worked at a place where I couldn't wear fingernail polish. Colored fingernail polish. I could not wear colored fingernail polish. I had to go with clear. So we have a lot of listeners that are chiming in right now. Sandy writes in and says one job didn't allow her to have anything on her desk. Her desk had to be completely paperless.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Why do you
right?
have a desk?
To hold your computer?
Yeah, I guess.
Right.
Okay.
Leggings or open-toed shoes, says Brandy. Flip-flops and earbuds, says Elizabeth. Let's see. Open-toed shoes. And shorts, tank tops seem to be pretty popular, flip-flops big popular, and jewelry. Brandy writes in and says she's not allowed to wear any jewelry or nail polish at work.
Wow. I remember one, oh, you know what? I do remember this before. I brought this up. We had one woman who said she always had to wear nude underwear.
Like
the tan-colored underwear? Yeah. Because it had to do with, like, see-through white.
Was she an airline stewardess? Like,
no.
Didn't they have to wear nude underwear too?
I don't know, but it was. She, I think she wore scrubs. She worked in a medical office.
Oh,
and they didn't want to see.
Okay, you can't bend over and help a patient and have your red thong sticking out.
Well, I think
out.
It was like or patterned print, like polka dotted thong. I don't know.
Right.
I just wanted to say thong, apparently. But anyway, you would see that through the scrub,
yeah,
and that
I guess.
Would be unprofessional.
Okay.
But I didn't think about that because I don't walk a mile in that world.
Right.
You're not allowed to do blank at work. 260-467-9500. I was at somebody I knew. It was like a it was a security office. They weren't allowed to have any pictures of family members, like everybody's identity.
At their desk?
Yeah. You weren't allowed to, like, showcase that you had a family, were single, you had kids.
Really?
Like, they wanted everybody's lives to be private, and that was way before, like, social media. It was a really interesting sort of philosophy on that. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. You're not allowed to do blanket work. Go ahead.
We're not allowed to eat candy, chew gum, or have any personal items in our room.
Wow.
Oh, are you maybe a school teacher?
No.
Oh.
What's the industry?
I work in orthopedics.
Okay. It's a sterilized environment or whatever, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we're not allowed to throw any paper wrappers in our trash either.
Wow!
Really?
Yeah, not allowed on the shop floor.
Uh-huh. Well, I see. I find some of this stuff really interesting.
Very fascinating.
Yeah,
thank you for the call.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. What aren't you allowed to do or wear at work? Go ahead.
Make microwave popcorn.
Because it smells.
Yeah, it smells bad.
Okay.
No, somebody forgot it in the microwave and it started smoking and set all the fire alarms off.
Oh, no.
You're not allowed to make it anymore.
Oh, no.
So somebody went dad on you and they were like, you abused the privilege.
Yeah.
You're
taking it away.
Yep.
Fake eyelashes. We can't wear those either because if they fall in our food product, we can lose our certification.
Wow. Okay.
That makes sense, I guess.
I guess it does.
Yeah.
You have to wear hair nets, too.
I'm sure.
Beard nets for anything over a quarter inch long.
Okay.
Oh.
Huh.
See, I find that really, I mean, again, it's old hat to you, but I find it, it's new to me.
Mm-hmm.
Andy and Kat, good morning. One more on this. What aren't you allowed to do or wear at work? Go ahead.
I am not allowed to wear any makeup or fingernail polish.
What industry are you in?
Is this all, everybody calling from the same work?
It does kind of sound like it.
I work in the medical industry.
Okay.
And I work in a pharmacy in a hospital, and we mix IVs and chemotherapy medication in a clean room.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But the makeup part.
So what you see is what you get most days.
Yeah.
No makeup. I mean, I bet your time in and out the door in the morning,
yeah.
I mean, you just take a shower, throw your clothes on, and out the door you go.
Oh, that's good.
I'm kind of
jealous.
Exactly.
Who cares what I look like?
That's right.
That's good. I mean, how does anybody hit on a doctor, though? You know what I'm saying? Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Remember we told you last week that Oprah is stepping down, or she already did step down from Weight Watchers? And then
got
she
got rid of her stocks, too.
Yeah, and then when she said she was leaving Weight Watchers as a board member and her stock, the stock itself plummeted 25%. I'd tell you that story to tell you this one. Oprah Winfrey is now going to host an upcoming ABC special that aims to discuss pressing questions around Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, wow, and other prescription diabetes weight loss meds. The hour-long special is set to hit ABC. March 18th will include a panel of medical experts who and people who have tried the injectables. Again, the long story short here is on this is science says they will not know the long-term effects of these drugs for another decade.
That's crazy, right?
So,
but a lot of people are taking Ozempic.
Oh, man. We could talk
Ozempic. I know more and more people taking Ozempic, which is fine.
But how can you afford it?
It's expensive.
It is, even if your insurance covers some of it. If you take it for weight loss, like, I don't, like, you have to pay, what
is
it?
Isn't it like $1,200 or something for
a month
something? Yeah, a month.
It's like over $1,000 a month to do the injectable. And then we've had a number of listeners who have been on it for a myriad of reasons, and they all say once they quit it, because they can't, you know, they run out of money or insurance stops covering or something, they gain all their weight back.
Yeah.
It's so
hard.
You have to be able to stay on that the rest of your life. And $1,000 a month. You think streaming services are expensive?
No kidding.
Good gravy. But anyway.
But it does curb your appetite is what, you know, some of my friends have said about Ozempic is they're not hungry. Like, they have to force themselves to eat because they know they should eat. They just don't have that trigger, that, you know, brain wave to tell them to eat.
Right. Which I think is sort of dangerous. It's like you need to understand your body. Like, why is your body telling you to eat? Is it because you're hungry? Or is it because you're sad?
Or because you're bored?
Right. Boredom is a real problem.
That is a big deal for me. Like, I eat to eat my feelings.
Well, some people do it because of anxiety. They're anxious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one way to self-medicate is with food. Food is, hence the word comfort food. I mean, I'm not adverse to it myself. I keep trying to get more information about Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson is lost weight, rumored to be on Ozempic, although she's never confirmed.
She's not confirming that.
But she is out touting a gummy. Have you seen the?
No. What is this gummy that she's?
She shared a photo that she is on. I'm trying to understand if it's just spam, if it's real.
Mm.
It's called Active Life Keto Gummies that she is crediting, or at least is behind endorsing for her weight loss.
This was on Shark Tank. This is the gummy that was on Shark Tank.
Yes. And that's the one where I'm like, where can I get that? Because I would try that. It feels like that one isn't so much like I'm putting needles in my stomach at $1,000 a month.
Right.
And
I wonder if you can buy that on Amazon. I don't know. It's the keto gummy. But it says Kelly Clarkson and other celebrities don't endorse the keto gummy. Dolly Parton endorses the keto gummies, though.
Yeah, it feels like there's some confusion.
Yeah.
It feels like it's too good to be true. It feels like with anything else in your life, I don't know anything about medicine. All I do is try to regurgitate what I read here. We have a strong medical community. You all know more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to know this. Whenever there's a yin, there's a yang.
Yeah.
Okay? So whatever it is, that's why side effects are on all of the stuff you see on television. You want to lose weight? Well, the problem is the yang is the side effect. You could have X, Y, and Z.
It could affect your gallbladder.
Right.
It could, yeah.
So whatever
your
it is,
kidneys,
there is a risk. So, well, I'm interested. The Active Life Keto, I mean, that can't be real.
Well, it's supposed to, like, curb your appetite, burn more calories. Oh, let's see. I don't know how much it costs, but I remember
it was on Shark Tank. If it's not on Amazon, it's not a real thing. But if it's on Shark Tank, though.
It was on Shark Tank. Mm. Yeah, it was.
All right. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1. If you ever missed anything, get caught up with the Andy and Kat podcast. It's available daily. New movie on Netflix, Kat's going to watch. That's the one with Millie Bobby Brown called Damsel.
Yes, that looks great. Did you see she's calling herself the female version of Tom Cruise because she did all of her stunts in that movie?
I don't know. There's something about her that I always feel like.
She's very, very full of herself.
I think she likes herself. And there's this thin line in
between
life.
Between confidence
and arrogance. Mm-hmm. It's a very thin line. And to be in that world, you have to have
confident. A lot of confidence.
And especially, I think...
And let things roll off your shoulders, yeah.
But I don't know. She loves her some her. But anyway.
I'm interested in that movie. I'm definitely going to watch
it
this weekend.
She makes good movies, yeah. I'm not saying she's bad at what she does. I don't know. She just did some interview, makeup free, and that was said to be courageous or something. Oh, she had a zip patch on. She had acne.
Yeah. Have you seen those little zip patches?
No. I was like, that was good.
I have them at home.
You have a zip patch?
Yeah, I have those zip
patches. What's the name of them?
They're clear. I don't remember what the name brand is on them, but they are just, they're just that. And I've even wore one into work. You probably didn't even notice.
I didn't even notice.
No. They're clear. They're a little, I'll bring one in for you to try. But they do. They pour, it kind of like, you put it on overnight.
Yeah.
You put it on your face, and it sucks the... I don't know, the toxins out of your pore.
Yeah. Heals it. Yeah, yeah. Did you guys ever, did anybody have their parents or somebody teach them that you're supposed to put toothpaste?
Yes, toothpaste on your zit, yeah.
That it's the same as, you already have it in your house and it's just as effective as Clearasil and all of the zit, Oxy and...
Activia or what is that?
Well, that's for like cold sores.
Oh, no. Right.
Man, I would I'd go to bed at night, my face as a high schooler, smelling minty fresh. I'd have toothpaste, paste, and Crest.
You'd have little dots all over your face.
Yes, but then you'd, like, in the morning, I'd be running late, and you'd forget to wash it off. Or same thing with Clearasil. You ever put, like, the Zit cream on, and then in the morning, you didn't wash your face, and you go to your first class, and you got the white crusty all over the place? Yeah, yep. We were talking behind the scenes. We just played some video or audio of Kat's mom. My parents are looking to move to Fort Wayne.
They are.
They partnered with a realtor and all of this stuff. And my parents, I grew up in Angola. And then my parents moved, I don't know, a handful of years ago, maybe
did
more
they move
than
to 50. South Bend? Is that where
they're at? My dad was, he was working over there for years, and now he's retired, and now looking to move closer, hopefully, to the area. But I tell you that story, not about my parents, but just to discuss the housing market around here.
Uh-huh. It's very competitive still.
It's still unbelievably competitive.
Stupid expensive, too.
My parents, not like everybody, because my parents are in their mid to upper 60s, and they're looking for a ranch with a walkout basement. I'm here to tell you.
Those are hard to find, Andy.
It
it's
might
like
be,
the unicorn.
It might be like asking my parents to go find the Ark of the Covenant. Mm-hmm. They go so quick. Yet when I see builders building homes, none of them are building... ranches with basements.
They're not.
They should build
especially
them.
A walkout basement.
Oh my gosh. They said, anyway, one came on the market the other day. It was like $500,000 for a home that's not that big. Just because supply and demand
just
for it.
Just because a walkout basement and a ranch.
Our prices around here are nuts.
Yes,
I mean,
they are.
We haven't had a market like this in forever. Because for years, decades, Fort Wayne was this compressed market where there was no money in renovating a home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's like you'd watch HGTV and we didn't relate to them because you'd see these homes in California, they'd buy them for $400,000, they'd put $100,000
mm-hmm.
in remodel in, and then they'd sell them for $1 million.
Yeah.
And you're like, what in the world? What world is that? And I'm not saying we're there yet, but for years here in Fort Wayne, if I don't know, you just remodeled your kitchen. You never got the money out on the back end. You just got your home to sell faster.
Right.
That's all it was. I think is Columbia. Well, you have ties to Columbia City, don't you?
I do.
That's got to be seeing a market boom, too, because you can't find anything in Fort Wayne.
So
there's
right.
a spillover. And the
that
stuff,
goes over to Columbia City.
Yeah, and the stuff in Fort Wayne is really priced. I don't, like I said, $500,000 for a ranch?
That is nuts.
I mean, that better come staffed with a chef. I mean, what do you...